The jazz pianist Dan DeCellis has a new band and a new CD, and he'll be showcasing them Friday night at a new brew pub in downtown Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The new CD, Strength and Anger, features Dan DeCellis on keyboards, Scott Hornick on bass, and Steve Decker on drums. They'll perform Friday night at 9 p.m. in the Two Rivers Brew Pub, 6th and Northampton Streets in Easton. Dan DeCellis stopped by to talk about jazz, his new CD, beer, and duck fat fries. Pianist Dan DeCellis. New CD?
New CD.
New band?
New band. I've been playing with Mitch Shelley for almost 8 years, and Mitch and I are brothers. You know, I love Mitch. He's a great guy and a great player, but it sort of felt like it was time to move on and try something different. Mitch and I had this regular Sunday morning gig. It was a brunch gig. And we started recording every Sunday. And I started listening to the recordings. And I started hearing things in my playing that I hadn't really heard before. And I remember saying one night to my wife, you know, I'm like, I think I'm starting to like my playing. Because I was coming to the realization that when I first started my trio, I felt like I was intentionally recording or writing swing tunes and trying to sound like, quote, jazz. And I found that sort of the more I began playing and rehearing myself play my tunes, I started realizing that, all right, well, there's all these other influences in my playing that I don't generally talk about because it's not, quote unquote, proper jazz. I'm a huge Brian Eno fan. I'm a big fan of George Winston. I'm a big fan of Michael Hedges. I grew up listening to all that, you know, lots of ambient music. And so I started hearing that coming out my playing, and I'm like, well, I'm sort of getting to the point now in my age where it's like, why should I care what... If a jazz guy hears my record and they hear me say that I'm a big fan of Talk Talk, I love Talk Talk. It's one of the greatest bands ever. So the writing has taken on a whole new light, and we don't really swing anymore, and I don't really identify with that so much. As much as I love it, and I love playing standards, the last record and this record, the writing really took on its own new life, and I'm pretty excited about it. Steve Decker is the drummer on the record, and Scott Hornick is the bass player. 2 months ago, the drummer, Steve Decker, the beauty of Facebook, somehow we're friends on Facebook, he works a lot more in Jersey than he does out here in PA, and plays a lot of blues. He asked me to come over to do a jam session. Just gonna be totally free improv stuff. So me and him and this bass player, who I'd actually met 2 years ago, great guy, and I had no idea he was even going to show up. And so I showed up, I'm setting up, and all of a sudden Scott walks into the room. I'm like, dude, all right, you know. So we did like an hour-long like straight improv thing, and we recorded it, and it turned out amazingly well. Got home, floating 6 inches off the ground, like on a Sunday afternoon. I'm like, man, this was just so exciting. And I hadn't played with really another bass player in a long time. And so I couldn't help but think about it all day long. I'm like, man, I really want to ask these guys to make the record. I was already in the process of making the record and writing tunes for it. And I asked them, and they were both, sure. Excellent. I love to. That's how the new player sort of came about.
I loved watching your postings and what you've been listening to, because you do have quite the salad of musical influences, like you said, you know, liking Brian Eno and straight ahead real solid jazz, and mm-hmm. you can swing out there to the outer edges with the best of them. And
to me, it comes out of working in record stores. I worked in record stores ever since I was able to work. I worked in a record store from like the age of 15 on for years. I heard a lot of stuff working at record stores, and a lot of the guys that I worked with when I was 15, there were guys that were in their 20s and later 20s and 30s and 40s, and it was when vinyl was on its way out and CDs were on the way in, so we'd go to work every day with open arms, and these guys would dump like all of their Deep Purple records in my lap, and they'd go buy them all on CDs. Well, now, of course, they're kicking themselves because they wish they had the old records. I have a gigantic record collection. I got a good 5,000-6,000 records, and it keeps on growing, and studied classical music in college. So that turned me on to a whole other set of things. I had 2 or 3 jazz lessons from a guy in Princeton for a while. Any jazz that I know just came out of ODing on Keith Jarrett and Chick Corea and Bill Evans. And I used to deliver farm tractors for a summer gig when I was home from college. And I would drive a flatbed truck and I would deliver tractors. And I had a cassette in it. On one side had the Chick Corea, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, and the other side had the Keith Jarrett Blue Note box, like the single CD release. That was what I would listen to for months on end. Like for 4 months out of the year, that's all I listened to Monday through Friday. With the jazz crank, and I'd be like back a front end loader off the back of the truck, and people were looking at me like, really? It's all about listening, I think, for me in the end.
And once that improv bug bit you?
Play every Friday and Saturday night and get paid $100 each night to do that, I would do that. For years, I ran a record label. I lived in Boston and New York, did, you know, improv, free improv stuff there. I had a regular monthly gig at CB's for a long time doing improv with Daniel Carter and all sorts of people. And I still do it now whenever I can, you know, with Gary Hassie and Tazi Nakatani. I've been in Easton for 10 years now. It was the first time in my life I actually realized, if I take a pencil and I write down what I'm playing, I can do it again. I'd never done that. I was always just an improviser. Actually, I just went through my book yesterday, just sort of cataloging it and alphabetizing it. I mean, I've got like 150 original tunes, and I write nearly every day. Yeah, we're playing 9 to 12. Probably do 2-3 sets, and might have a few surprises in there.
Pianist Dan DeCellis, his new CD, Strength and Anger, is out now, and he'll be showcasing it, along with his new band, this Friday night in the Two Rivers Brew Pub at 6th and Northampton Streets in Easton. For more information, the Dan DeCellis Trio.bandcamp.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.